and turning yourself in Hannah Chad is not the same since Katrina left, honey. I mean, Wolves would have done a way better job, honey, child, doing all the cleaning instead of me. But, you know, being faithful to the church and all that, honey, I just gotta keep going doing the mop's run. I mean, oh, it's been years since I thought about that Katrina, but now I got all doing this back work. I'm like, where's the girl at? Where's the girl I used to do Nanny Prescott's house? Child. Stop what you're doing! Clueless Kevin, what are you trying to do? Hold me up or something like that, honey, child? Why are you just scaring me like that, honey? I mean, I thought I closed the door. How did you get in? I said stop what you're doing. Listeners, I have caught her live in the action of mopping up the evidence. Honey, the evidence of a dirty worm, honey chat, after the kids have been running around with biscuits, honey. Yes, I'm sweeping up that evidence. Kids? What kids? Chris Caffey, the kids that are in Sunday school. Now, I know that's a lie, because we all know that Sharon from the family does not have 2.5 kids. She has zero kids. Well, that is correct, honey child. I mean, Sharon keeps going on about 2.5, honey, but they ain't the only people who are, well, in this case, not in the Sunday school, honey. We got all sorts of kids running around in our Sunday school. Like who? Well, Bob and Bobby Manovella, for starters. Sounds like you made those names up. Well, honey, people could say the same name about you, Clueless Kathy, which I can say you're living up to your name right well here, honey child. What are you doing? I'm here to expose the truth. Honey, more like expose your foolishness. What are you doing with that dictaphone in your hand? I'm doing a podcast. Oh, honey, you joined the millions of other people desperate to have their opinions blurred out on a podcast, honey. Well, what sort of podcast is it? It's a true crime podcast. Oh, so your little doo-doo detective agency didn't work out, so you're now branching on the podcast. It was number 2 ladies detective agency, and we were fantastic. Honey child, you were clueless, living up to your name as usual. Now, what crime are you talking about besides committing crime against common sense? There was a murder in the church. I'm gonna expose the church. Honey, I lived in this town my entire life, honey. I've been around longer than Methuselah, basically, honey, all around here. And there have been many goings-ons, up, down, move it to the background. I will guarantee you that much. But we've never had a murder in the church building, child. I mean, the only thing we're killing here at church is our sin when we take it to the Lord and we made new creations, die to old self, and come up new, honey. We have not had a murder here. See, that's the cover-up, but I'm here to expose you for who you are, because I know things. Clueless clap, you don't know anything. I don't even think you even know the alphabet. Yes, I do. Then why is it that your name's spelt with a K instead of a C for clueless, honey? So you are denying what the church has managed to cover up. This is not good at all. Honey, we ain't covering up anything. You haven't said anything about what murder's taken place here. Please tell me who's died. Niall. Niall, honey. Niall Carver's fan. He's alive and well, child. Absolute nonsense. No, honey, I literally can tell you he's fine. Well, if he's fine, where was he? See, my audience, well, you can't see this, so let me tell you, as I tell you in the podcast, but Daisy is flummoxed that C now has to produce someone who we all know is dead, but pretend that they're alive. Honey, Niall's on a business trip. How convenient of him. So, honey, do you have any idea who did this murder? Why are you doing bunny quotes? Because, honey, there was no murder here, honey. And listen, we've had our fair share of murder being Tom McHale for one, honey. I'm not doubting that some crazy, but there's been nothing like that in this church whatsoever. Well, I have got my suspects. Well, who? Well, you for starters. You're mopping up the... Honey, I'm mopping up crumbs. Crumbs on the floor. Crumbs off the table. What you been doing? Who you been... You know, whatever. Well, I also have Christy Passions as one. Honey, Christy Passions... I mean, she is like the worst friend ever, honey. But you think she's murdered Niall Carver? Yes, and I have my evidence. Well, honey, I would love to know what in the world this evidence is. I also have Greg Henderson and his daughter, Christina Henderson, or Christy, as she's sometimes known as. Honey, are you picking out these names for Vinay, honey? I don't even know how they would tangle into this whole thing. Oh, I know things. I know things. I also think Nathaniel and Naomi Fotham, well, they could be covering up for one of their children that don't go to your Sunday school. Honey, all those kids go to my Sunday school, honey, child. And what are you... Why would you think they'll be covering up a crime? They're like the most decent persons we have around here. Well, weren't it on that series of The Betrayers? I saw that. Honey, yeah, and neither of them were betraying anybody. Well, what about Agatha? Agatha, honey? Yes, Agatha, you will not be able to defend her character. I know what she was like when she was down at Grassmere Valley. Oh, honey, yeah, I had no time for that lady in true honest fashion, honey. But that doesn't mean she's a murderer. I mean, I haven't seen her in years. I don't even know if she's still breathing, to be honest with you, honey. Really? Well, it feels like you're supposed to know everything around here. And yet you don't know if she's alive or dead. That's very ominous. Honey, I'm just saying my piece, honey. It's been a long time since she's been around, and good witness to the girl, because she was nothing but trouble. She was like Taylor Swift with all her ex-boyfriends. Which I gotta ask, ain't she really the problem if she's got that many ex-boyfriends? I just have to ask somebody. Now look, you're bringing Taylor Swift into this, and you think now Taylor Swift did the crime. Honey, I did not say that at all, honey. You have invented a crime out of thin air. Well, I saw it. Honey, what was the evidence? Well, let's have a look here, everybody. Come on. Honey, you're taking me to a bookcase. Yes? Tell me, what is that? Okay, honey, that's a book? Yes.
Did you see the title?
Death on the Nile by Agatha Christie. Oh, my days. You're kidding. Honey, you think this book is like a confession of an imaginary crime? Honey, Death on the Nile was a book, a fictional book set on the Nile, not Death of Nile Carver, honey. And it was written by Agatha Christie. The person who did not do the killing was not Agatha or Christie Passions or Greg Henderson and his daughter, sometimes known as Christie, or for a friend who one of their kids happened to also be called Christie Child. You've literally invented a crime out of nothing, honey. Oh, but this is the church. They're always covering up something. Honey, the only thing we're covering up in this church is sin. Exactly. When I say that by the blood of Jesus, honey, child, we're exposing everything to light. Goodness me, honey. Clueless Cabin, would you take your little podcast nonsense, honey, and go away, please? I need to clean this place, honey. And you're not helping me doing it, child, with your fantasies. Well, since you're denying it, I think I'll go to another source who will be more than happy to hear the truth be revealed once and for all. Hey, Danny Carmichael, how you doing, chap? I'm doing well, thanks. I think you cleaned the floors, though, at church a little too good.
You think that, honey? What makes you say that?
Well, I kind of did the electric slide, literally, when I was doing electronics down at the church and all. Oh, honey, that is so special of you, honey, child, you know. Well, I'm telling you, I just went sliding all over the place, you know. Hope you didn't backslide your carry under or drop your hails, honey. Mm-mm, we don't want any of that. Oh, no. Well, honey, I just put all my effort into clear up that church, you know what I mean, honey, you know. And it's so good to have you here, Danny, even though you don't live around these parts these days. I know, but it's always good to come back and help out the church. Oh, Daisy, Niall Carver's come.
Oh, he must be coming from his business trip, honey. Hi, Niall. How you
What is this?
Now, you look a bit annoyed.
You said I was dead?
Honey, who told you that? Not what? Oh, my days, no.
Clueless Kathy went blabbing on her mouth to Olivia Graham. Honey, I can explain. Well, in fact, I can't really. Because Clueless Kathy explained it. Well, I can kind of explain it. But, well, what is this? Clueless Kathy was clueless. She saw a book, Death on the Nile, wanted to do a true crime podcast, and it turned into a false crime podcast, claiming that you had died in the church and you were killed by either Agatha or Christie.
It could have been Agatha back in the day, Agatha. It could have been Christy Passions. Could have been Christina Henderson, also known as Christy, her father, Greg Henderson. Or it could have been the Fun Fam with one of the kids called Christy. And see, for I was covering up the crime by sweeping that floor.
You did clean that floor pretty good, you know.
I mean, I did my own electric slide.
It's the same, honey, you didn't do candy with that.
But now, point being is, you're not dead. Well, I know that, but Cece keeps saying that you were saying, honey, I was not saying this at all. See, just, you know that lady wants to be like Cece to know, and honey, she doesn't know anything. She probably doesn't even know what time it is.
Well, she's definitely not going to know what's hit her after I hit her with a lawsuit.
Oh, honey, you're going to sue her? And I wouldn't bother.
Really?
Honey, firstly, the Bible takes in the kind of if of you when you're suing people to make sure at least they're not, you know, people in the body of Christ.
You think Clueless Kathy's in the body of Christ?
Well, no, honey, to be honest, no. But second point of all, I mean, if you go and sue her, honey, you're going to have to spend more time with her.
Oh.
Yeah, and I just think you just want to run for the hills.
That's a good point.
There is many in forgiving and forgetting. Honey, there is so much to that, you know. So much.
Well, I'll see you guys soon.
Well, he took it quite well.
I know, honey.
But I mean, I'm glad he didn't do her and all. For my benefit as well, honey, because let's be real. If that also happened, I would have spent way too much time with her too. And ooh, I'm too old and my back hurts too much from swiping that floor to be dealing with that nonsense, honey.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grassy Valley. I'm the creator of Thomas Taylor. Thanks so much for coming aboard and listening to the show. It's always great to have you. Do remember there's books you can buy, see below at the description. There's other episodes you can tune into as well. But until next time, bye for now.